Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories.
New York City has opened another mega vaccination site. This one is in Co-op City. But there's not yet a mega amount of vaccine to be had there.
45,000 residents here at Co-op City can now literally walk to the vaccination site that has been set up here at the community center, but it may take a while to actually get the shot, as the city's website is already saying no first dose appointments are available. The city has actually brought in schedulers here to assist with future appointments, and that's what this woman was waiting to do when I spoke with her this morning.
So are you concerned for your health at all?
Yes, I'm very concerned. Yes. I'm an elderly person. You see, I'm in my 70s, so I know elderly people suffer the most.
Now, they're going to be able to start with about 200 doses a day until more supply arrives. They hope to ramp it up to, at some point, about 1,000 doses per day in the weeks ahead. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here at Co-op City.
Mayor de Blasio says help is on the way for homebound seniors who can't get to a vaccination site.
Johnson & Johnson vaccine arriving in New York City today. We're very happy to say doses have already arrived. And this is really important for our fight against the coronavirus.
The J&J vaccine only requires one shot, and it does not need any extraordinary refrigeration. As of today, the mayor says the city has administered more than 2,100,000 shots. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine also will be available tonight at Yankee Stadium. It's a state-run site. The same will be true starting tomorrow at the Javits Center. Some vaccine in New Jersey is going directly to New Jersey transit workers starting today. The agency is receiving 300 doses this week. They're being administered at NJT's vaccination site in Maplewood. The vaccine is available to all workers who are currently eligible and are customer-facing. 1 month from today, Governor Murphy believes the vaccine supply in his state will explode. He says New Jersey will be in a dramatically different place. So far, 2.2 million New Jerseyans have received at least one shot, and about 740,000 are fully vaccinated. The first shots of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine are expected to be administered tomorrow in New Jersey. Most elected Democrats are going along with Governor Cuomo, who's asked New Yorkers to withhold final judgment on him until the Attorney General's investigation is complete. But correspondent Jerika Duncan says some want him gone now.
Since the first allegations of sexual harassment came to light, the calls for the governor's resignation have grown. Some 20 Democrats are now calling for him to step down. But with leadership taking a wait-and-see approach, the governor is holding on.
I'm not going to resign.
Though in his first public appearance since the allegations, he did apologize.
I now understand that I acted in a way that made people feel uncomfortable. It was unintentional, and I truly and deeply apologize for it. I am embarrassed by it.
State Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie wants to make something clear. He says the deal Governor Cuomo talked about yesterday to allow him to keep his emergency powers through the pandemic did not come about through negotiation. It was dictated to the governor. Hasty says that Cuomo cannot issue any new directives, extensions, or modifications, and they must be justified to the legislature. A majority vote in the Senate and Assembly can repeal an executive order at any time, and the legislature can undo the state of emergency. A vote on this legislation could come tomorrow. Movie theaters in the city can reopen on a restricted basis starting tomorrow, but the makeshift drive-in theaters that popped up out of necessity last summer proved popular, and at least one of them is coming back starting this week.
As the pandemic pounded Queens a year ago, Councilman Francisco Moya tells 1010 Winds people packed into their cars and had their spirits lifted at Flushing Corona Park. And so opening on the big outdoor screen this year.
What better place than right here in Corona, Queens, to be debuting the screening of Coming to America 2.
And let's play two double features, including Escape from New York and RoboCop. And can you name this cult classic?
I'm the dude.
John Montone, 1010, Winds News.
In case you couldn't name it, it's the Big Lebowski. People who have been fully vaccinated would like to know what that allows them to do. The Centers for Disease Control had been planning to issue such guidelines today, but two senior administration officials say that's been put off. The decision came after a series of meetings and calls with senior officials on the White House COVID task force and the Department of Health and Human Services. One official would only say that the guidelines are still being finalized. There is no evidence to suggest that the White House is trying to suppress the guidelines or override the judgment of scientists at the CDC. The NYPD has released crime stats for February. Overall, it says, crime fell by 26.5% compared to February of last year. Grand larceny was down 40%, robbery almost 33%. Shooting incidents increased from 44 to 77, but there was one less homicide. The police department says gun arrests across the city remain at record highs, with 400 last month. There were just 244 in February of 2020. Today was sentencing day for Anne Marie Drago on Long Island. A judge sentenced her to 9 months in jail for criminally negligent homicide in September of 2018 and the death of Evelyn Rodriguez. Rodriguez was struck and killed in a confrontation while setting up a memorial in Brentwood to mark the second anniversary of the killing of her 16-year-old daughter, Kayla, murdered by MS-13. The NYPD announced the latest attack on another person of Asian descent in the city is being investigated as a hate crime. A 56-year-old man was walking at the East Broadway F train station when another man jumped him, slammed him to the ground, and beat him. The construction worker, Teo Ming Soon, is an immigrant from Malaysia and has been in the U.S. for about 20 years. He was treated at Bellevue Hospital. There is video and a photo of the suspect at 1010winds.com, and anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. The Yankees say manager Aaron Boone is expected to be released today from a Tampa hospital after having a pacemaker implanted. He could be back managing spring training games by this weekend. Boone underwent open-heart surgery in 2009. Before going into the hospital this time, he said that over the past 6 to 8 weeks, he's experienced mild symptoms of lightheadedness, low energy, and shortness of breath. In what is believed to be the first case of its kind in New York State, a Long Island doctor has been charged with murder in the deaths of 5 people. Our Carol DiOria has the story live.
And Larry, the doctor is George Blotti, originally from Malvern, Long Island. He's behind bars right now. He was just arraigned. He faces 5 counts of second-degree murder. Nassau District Attorney Madeline Singh has called him a serial killer. All 5 victims were his patients to whom he prescribed opiates between 2016 and 2018. Now, he was indicted in 2019 for writing prescriptions from his car parked outside a Dunkin' Donuts and also from inside an abandoned Radio Shack store that he used as his office. But now the district attorney says each of the five patient deaths can be directly traced to the prescription he wrote. And she says his prescription pad was as illegal as any murder weapon. So the new indictment will be combined with the previous one. D.A. Singus said that Dr. Bilotti was warned over and over again not to prescribe, but that he continued to do it. She said he denied everything. He denied that he was callously doing anything wrong. Carol DiIoria, 1010 Winds, live in Mineola, Long Island.
A 37-year-old man was stabbed multiple times in the neck and head early this morning in the subway. It happened on the southbound G train platform at Marcy and Broadway in Brooklyn. The victim was rushed to Wyckoff Hospital, where he is expected to recover. Police say the victim had some kind of an argument with the suspect, and he is not being cooperative with police. So far, no arrest.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.